And of course, the Mavericks have Jalen Brunson at the top of their to-do list as far as re-signing him. He is up at a perfect time. Just remember last year as he sat in the first round of the playoffs against the Clippers and 4 for 55 was out and nope, we couldn't get that done. Can't sign this. Okay, we'll wait and we'll see how this goes. And then he carries this team the first three games against Utah. And then he establishes himself as a pretty vital piece to a Western Conference championship team. So now he is eligible to get a ton of money, but there are other suitors out there trying to get his services.
Let me ask, Donnie, do we have a definitive answer on whether the Mavericks actually put an offer on the table to him that he rejected?
You know, because you always get the heat. They could have signed him for 4 for 55, but I don't know if that was a request from his team or what the Mavericks put out there, and he said, no, thank you, I'll just bank on myself.
That's what they did with Dodo, Dorian Finney-Smith.
Right.
They got him for a very similar contract.
Yes.
And by the way, that looks like a steal. And if they had right now Jalen Brunson at 4 for 55, the champagne corks would be going off all over Dallas.
Did you see the – I know you didn't know him. I will direct this to Sean or DJ. The bracket type of thing they had going on social media about the best defender in the NBA. 64-man bracket, and you vote to see. You want to know who the final two were in that bracket style of best defender in the NBA?
Dodo's one of them. And I'm going to guess voters might have selected Rudy Gobert.
Dodo beat Rudy Gobert in the final four. It was Dodo versus the Greek Freak. And Giannis won it. But Mavs Twitter did their thing. They were trying to get Dodo. They were trying to get Dodo to be the best defender in the NBA.
He was leading awesome yesterday briefly.
That. Yeah, yeah. It was kind of awesome to see that.
So were the I was going to say, so were the Rangers, but they never led just briefly. All right. Keep going.
No reason.
Keep going and just wondering. I'm telling you, those T-shirts have got to be made. So now the Mavericks have a decision to make because we feel, and we've heard Mark Cuban say this before, remember last year after the season asked about Rick Carlisle, oh, yeah, he's coaching next year for sure. And then, boom, he's not coaching. He's gone. Then we bring in the new regime, which is awesome. But now the whole thing is, well, yeah, we're going to pay Jalen Brunson no matter what. And I wonder if that's the case of no matter what. Because they sign him, they're going to be over in the luxury tax. And they're going to have to pay a lot of money. But they can do that because they have his bird rights. And they can sign him to that to whatever deal they want. It's just the more they pay him now, the more they'll be in the luxury tax and the more they have to pay and all that other stuff. So I wonder if there's a price to where if New York offers it, will Dallas say, no, we're good?
Donnie, I'm going to take the position that looking at this Maverick team, there can't be a price that they say, okay, take it. Brunson, in the hierarchy of most valuable players on the Mavericks, where does Brunson now sit?
If not two, then three.
That's exactly where I put him. And by the way, the other one for me was Dorian Finney-Smith.
Right, right. And I think those guys are interchangeable.
So let's look at this situation. I think people are making this out to be money. Too much.
Okay.
Okay. Here's the reason why. The Mavericks can pay more money.
Sure.
If the Knicks come on board with 4 for 100, the Mavericks can say, we'll give you 4 for 110.
Mm-hmm.
And if
or even five.
Right.
Because we'll guarantee you more money, 5 for 125 or whatever.
Exactly. The Mavericks have the right to give Jalen Brunson more dead presidents than the Knicks. The pull here is emotional for Jalen Brunson. He's going to be filthy rich any place he goes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if the Mavericks offer 4 for 110 and he takes 4 for 100, it's because of emotion. It's because his dad's an assistant coach with the Knicks. It's because he grew up being a Knicks fan. It's because his dad's agent, the first person that Leon Rose ever signed as an agent, was Rick Brunson. It's because Jalen
feels
Rose
it may be a better situation for him as far as being more on the ball. And like that always kind of sticks with me. After the season, I can't remember who he was talking to. I think it may have been in the exit interviews that they had. And Jalen Brunson just said, you know, this team is Luka dependent, and that's never going to change, ever.
Never.
No matter who comes here, no matter what happens, it's all about 77 and him being ball dominant. And if it's another situation where he feels that he can grow with another team, I think sometimes you look at the Knicks, and they've been – pretty dumb here in the last decade and a half, that you think everyone feels that their situation, they're going to think their situation is like that. You know how some guys are. Hey, man, I can go there and change the outlook of this franchise and get paid in the process. So if it's something to where, and I don't think it's selfish or anything. Look, if you want to go somewhere where you are ball dominant and you can have the rock, what's wrong with that?
You know, that's the funny thing. I don't think Jalen wants to be ball dominant. I think he wants to be head engineer. I think Jalen Brunson is one of the really wonderful engineers. When he was in college and he was the National Player of the Year, I'm telling you, there were some people who thought, who's the most talented player on Villanova? Well, it might not be Jalen Brunson.
Right.
He's an engineer, and he loves to win, but he loves all that stuff. People say, well, you know what? If it's about winning, he'll stay here. Well, wait a minute. Leon Rose heads the Knicks. This is a new day there. Thibodeau's there. His dad's there. You know, I'm not sure that we don't overrate the money and underrate the emotion.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think those numbers are quickly, like I felt quite sure that Brunson was going to be a Maverick right before the draft. And then New York did what they did, and I went from like 100 to 65. And I think that number dwindles by the day until Thursday pops. And I hear that the Mavericks have re-signed Brunson for this deal. Man, I am on the fence about this. Seriously.
How do you think he would like to play for Tibbs as opposed to Jason Kidd? I feel like he's got a good level of affection for what Jason Kidd is as a head coach.
Yeah, I think so.
That
I think they all do.
That came through in that podcast pretty well.
Sure,
I think.
Sure.
He's
just
got a lot of
all the teachable moments and all that, but man, I...
Hey, Thibodeau's a solid NBA coach.
No, he
coach
is, but he also grates on players.
Hey, he's
a
grump.
He runs hard practices.
He's a grump with... Probably wears his underwear two sizes too small.
I wonder.
Or an accusation.
We'll have to check that with people in the Knicks organization.
I mean, why else would you look like that all the time and act like that if your drawers weren't too tight? Huh? Who's with me?
Good point.
Thank you.
I mean, I guess.
There's nothing we can say you're wrong about.
And now, taking it back to sports.
We were talking about Thibodeau. That's sports. Come on.
What? People have to understand what happens if Brunson leaves. First of all, you have the right to pay Brunson 5 years and $175 million. You can pay up to that much. But if he leaves, you don't have any right to use any of that money to replace him.
You don't.
Period. Boom. So you're just the ship, the Jalen Brunson sails out of your harbor and you're not buying another ship.
You have your mid-level exception. You have your trade exception. But it's just not like you can go spend $100 million on someone else.
The trade exception expires today.
Well, get on it. Let's go get somebody.
A couple of things. We had Nico Harrison on the air, the general manager of the Mavs. I detected from him just a little bit of leeriness when we discussed Jalen Brunson. And that's genuine with him. Genuine. I think there's a genuine worry.
I think for all the people who really want Jalen Brunson back, you should have that genuine worry. seriously, everyone kind of compares to what Dallas has done in the past about trying to have things to get free agents to come here. And it's always just been these little bitty moves that really didn't even move the needle. And then all of a sudden you had to go and spend that money somewhere else. New York has to feel that they have a really, really good shot for doing exactly what they're doing. That's the thing that worries me, because I do want them back. But they are moving and shaking hard.
Can we add a level to the freakout factor? Kyrie has been given permission to seek a sign and trade from the Nets today.
And that's, you know what? If Maverick fans are really Brunson fans, would say, hey, you know what? Kyrie, call New York first.
Yeah.
Because maybe they get excited and sign him, and then that probably pretty much opens the door for his return to Dallas.
Well, just so I think people understand the situation here. If Brunson leaves, you have only one method of adding, one real method of adding a player this year, and that's that $6.3 million exception. Mm-hmm. You can offer a contract starting at $6.3 million. Well, if Brunson stays here, you're going to use that money on a wing, some kind of wing. And I threw out some names to Donnie before. Joe Ingles has suffered some injuries, and he was a good player in Utah before he suffered injuries.
Utah.
Otto Porter from Golden State's out there again.
He may want a little more money than that.
He may want a little more. But now, if Brunson goes, well, then you shift from looking for a wing to looking for a player who can be the third penetrator in Dallas besides Luka and Dinwiddie.
You do have Tim Hardaway Jr., and he's not a penetrator, but he can get streaky, and he will go to the rack and dunk on you every now and then.
He'll create a little bit.
Right. He's not the creator that Brunson is, but he has a little something in his bag.
You are exactly right. He's a good player, but he will create a little bit. And Dallas' success was when they found three penetrating guards last year when they added Dinwiddie. And you look at the marketplace now for guys who might be like that.
You know what?
Don't look at the marketplace. You'll throw up.
Let's talk about that tomorrow.
All right.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.